their communities regionally, statewide, and nationally to really change policies at those scales. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about our public participation work as it relates to a major corridor project. So my presentation is on public participation, reducing the impacts from the largest freeway expansion project in the U.S. So 710 Freeway is a truck corridor that moves containers via truck from the ports of LA and Long Beach to intermodal facilities 18 miles north of those port complex, of that port complex. It goes through about 15 cities, and it acts as a land bridge, moving those containers from one to the other. The freeway is the heaviest truck-traveled freeway in California, and the number one concern from this particular facility is the diesel exposure to the residents that live along the 710 freeway and the traffic safety issues that are associated with that particular freeway. So there is a proposal to expand the freeway. It's a $16.3 billion proposed project. It's an expansion project, and the proposal is to triple the capacity of the freeway from about 40,000 truck trips a day to over 120,000 truck trips a day. The project would be a 10 general purpose lane freeway with an additional 4-lane elevated truckway. So it's altogether 14 laned highway, all to build what we call a Walmart superhighway. Now, the corridor itself is not just a truck facility, but it's a community corridor as well, right? This is a picture that was taken in, I think, 2003 that is really used to kind of promote the idea of expanding the freeway to allow for more throughput through the freeway. But, you know, if you expand it to allow for 3 times the amount of truck traffic, you'll have the same congestion, but just more traffic. You know, when they first originally built the freeway, they didn't really take health into consideration. Here's an intermodal facility at the intersection of the 710 freeway, and you can see the incompatible land use. And then these trucks, The trucks don't only just stay on the freeway, but they bleed out into the community. You can see the interplay between the community residents and the trucks that traverse our communities from one point of the freeway all the way north to the end of the freeway. So in terms of like the impacts related to the freeway, there are many impacts, although the number one concern is diesel exposure and safety. There are many impacts related to the freeway. With increased traffic volume and those activities, we could see an impact or increase or decrease in both pedestrian and bicycle safety access, physical activity, and then you'll have outcome possibly in diabetes, cancer, obesity, and hypertension. And on the noise side, there's direct links between noise traffic increase, noise increase, and then hypertension and other impacts. The freeway, the 17 miles or 18 miles of the freeway has many schools that align the freeways, lots within a quarter of a mile, many more within a half mile, and then much more a mile away. The essence of and the purpose of my presentation is about community participation. And so when the project was first proposed in 2003 and then leading into 2004, there was very little effort in reaching out to the community. So the community's participation was really showing up. It's kind of like voting with your feet, right? People just showing up. Although there was no formal way to participate, people showed up and made their voices heard. And as an outcome of the community's own participation and coming out and showing up to the meetings, the agencies that are putting together the environmental review for the project formulated a very comprehensive community participation framework. And although this is a huge success in terms of what we've been able to do to include public participation in the project, it's been so complicated that it's been hard to navigate. And so they have, you can see all of the different types of groups and advisory groups that help to inform the decision, but then it becomes even more complicated when you're trying to navigate it and follow the discussion along the way. We've been able to navigate fairly well and advocate and get some of our demands to be included into the process. I'll leave this slide if people want to go through it later, we can, but it's pretty complicated. We've been working with the collaboration, which works throughout the corridor, community members from the north end all the way to the south end. And the previous slide that shows the formal public participation framework is very structured. But in our community, there's many more ways to participate than just showing up to a meeting, sitting down at a table, and being real formal. But people coming out and really showing and demonstrating their concerns through public demonstrations and just to show their opposition or support for a particular viewpoint. In the amount of public participation that we've been involved in, we've been able to get the following things included in the 710 project. So we have a public participation element, a health risk assessment with a significance threshold, an air quality action plan, a health impact assessment to be included in the EIR, EIS, near roadway impacts to be studied, and construction impacts to be incorporated into the EIS. And for many of these, if not all of them, they're the first time in such a large infrastructure project like this, at least in California. And I want to talk about a couple of them. Health impact assessment was a huge success. It hasn't been done in a California freeway project at all. And for folks that aren't familiar with the HRA, it's a quantitative assessment of cancer risk. For this particular project, it's related to cancer risk associated with exposure to diesel exhaust from the trucks that would be used in the 710 freeway. And although that is a big success, we wanted to go a step further and ask for a qualitative assessment. And so we advocated, and it was mostly through the community participation, the community members really advocating for HIA, which is more qualitative assessments. And so, you know, that would actually help for the community members to advocate for alternatives, depending on the outcome of the assessment, to advocate for those alternatives that they feel that would best serve their community, and also give decision makers the ability to make a more informed decision. And here's, in closing, part of the community participation is, like I mentioned, the youth member that's advocating for HIA here. The youth were the most involved in advocating for HIA, and it really is not just about them going to the podium and speaking before the body, but it's a lot of preparation and us being able to build the leadership and build the capacity of members to really understand what the implications for different policies are. But we have realized that, you know, with this community participation and with the capacity to build our members' ability to advocate, we've been able to be successful in pushing for some of the policies as it relates to this project as of yet. So thank you.